Units 1 to 3. Communication Review. Page 27. Exercise 3. Who's sorry now? Part A. Listen to a radio show called Who's Sorry Now? What is the focus of the show? Choose the correct answer.
Hello and welcome to Who's Sorry Now? Today we're going to be taking your calls about what you could have done, what you wish you'd done, and what you really should have done. Because you're sorry now. Here's our first caller. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Chris.
So, Mark, what did you do? What do you think you should or maybe shouldn't have done?
Okay, when I was in college, I shared a house with a couple of other guys. We used to play practical jokes on each other. You know, hide each other's shoes, put salt in the sugar bowl, that kind of thing.
Okay, right.
Well, I'm pretty good at faking voices. So this one time, my roommate Luke applied for a job at a store in town. The store manager called to ask him to come in for an interview. I pretended I was Luke.
Okay.
I told him that me pretending to be Luke, that I didn't really want the job.
And?
So I didn't tell Luke about the call.
Uh-huh.
So Luke thought they weren't interested in him, and that was that.
Not very nice.
No, I felt terrible. I still do. I should have told him about the call.
So, who's sorry now, Mark?
I am. I'm really, really sorry, Luke.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Next caller, Anna.
Well, I was on vacation with my family. We were driving around national parks. It should have been a great trip. But my brother had just gotten a harmonica for his birthday. He loved it, and he played it all the time. And I had to listen to it all the time. And he was terrible. So, we stopped at this place in the desert, and when he wasn't looking, I threw it as far away from the car as I could. When he discovered it was missing, he looked everywhere for it.
You didn't really need to throw it away, did you? You could have just hidden it.
Yeah, you're right. I should have just put it in my suitcase or something. I didn't have to throw it out. But I did.
And you're sorry now?
Yeah, very. He saved up and bought a drum set when we got home, and then I had to listen to that every night.
Aw, too bad for you. Next caller, Luke.
Hi, Chris. Your first caller was my old roommate, Mark. He told you about my job interview.
Right. He never should have pretended to be you. That was kind of mean. I bet you're feeling pretty angry after what you just heard.
No, not really. Even before Mark spoke to the manager, I'd already decided I didn't have time for a job. I really needed to study, you know? And so I called the manager to tell him. That's when he told me he already knew I didn't want the job. I knew right away what Mark had done.
So, you weren't angry when you found out?
A little. He was supposed to be one of my best friends. I probably should have told him I knew what he'd done, but I kind of enjoyed his call tonight. He's had to live with his secret all these years. So all I can say is, I got you, Mark.
Okay. That's all we have time for tonight on Who's Sorry Now? Tune in next week to hear more people talk.